Right now, though, we want to talk sport. Here's Steve Pearce from ABC's Grandstand team. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Wally.
Now, were you delighted when Sachin Tendulkar was bowled in the last over of the day yesterday, or are you un-Australian?
Well, I suppose I am a bit un-Australian because really I'm English, especially when I've got a cricket hat on.
I think it was
disappointing. I think it was disappointing for the game, personally, that Tendulkar wasn't not out overnight when he's chasing this significant milestone, 100 international hundreds. Mm. You know, at least half, nearly half of them in test matches and the others in one day. But, you know, it was a great moment for Peter Siddle, and it showed superb fighting qualities that he's got right to the very death to be still steaming in at that sort of speed and getting that sort of penetration to breach Tendulkar's defence that late in the day. It was a great moment for him, and it does, I think, leave this match quite tantalisingly balanced, because a couple of quick wickets this morning and India is no certainty, I don't think, to take a first innings lead. They're 119 runs behind still with 7 wickets left in their first innings. But apart from Siddle, who bowled well, Hilfenhaus was pretty good on his return to the Test arena, and James Pattinson is going to be quite a good player, I think, for Australia. He really bowled with some skill yesterday, a fair bit of movement and pace, and seamed it around a bit as well. And you know, there was some great things on offer yesterday. It was a great day's Test cricket. The shot that Tendulkar played when he came out after tea and uppercut six.
It was, isn't that unbelievable?
Wasn't it glorious?
And then he followed up about an over or two later with possibly the best cover drive that's ever been played.
Yeah,
amazing.
He is a wonderful player to watch, and he played superbly yesterday. It was, it really was a great day's cricket, and we had the drama as well with the Dravid dismissal with Siddle, and then as he's recalled, even though India it hasn't agreed to the decision review system, still the umpires have it up their sleeve that they can call him back for that.
So can I just say, I think that system, I don't want to open a conversation we don't have time to have, but that is a ridiculous situation, I think, where you've got an umpire essentially calling back for a no ball only when a wicket falls. Because they're not calling it back every other ball to see whether or not it was a no ball, which could change the course of the game because it could change scoring rates or whatever it is. You only do it when a wicket falls, so all you can possibly do is disadvantage the bowler. Seems weird to me.
I think it's a very strange situation, and you've really got the problem here, and you're right, this is a time for a longer conversation, maybe in a few days, but the ICC just hasn't taken control of this issue. They continually say, we'll put in whatever system is wanted, la la la, especially with DRS, but only if both teams agree to it. They never stipulate what is actually expected and what will happen. There's always this deference towards whichever one or other team might agree to. And, of course, in this case, India, having had a couple of bad experiences, has said no to the DRS, but this initial option for the umpires still remains in place. So it's just, it's very confusing for everyone, I think, and you're right. It's bizarre that we can have some technology but not all of it.
Now, we're running rapidly out of time, but can you give me a predicted score for Dravid and Lakshman today?
Lakshman, I'll say 41. Dravid, I think, will make 87.
I'm going to say they're each going to make about 240. And the test will be over by the end of the day, really, for all intents and purposes. We have to move on, Steve. Great to talk to you. I'll speak to you later on.
Thanks, Wally.
Steve Pearce from ABC's Grandstand team. Of course, the cricket kicks off about 10 o'clock this morning. You can follow that on your local ABC.